from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is the Old Testament lesson for today. I'll read two of these verses once again. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come buy and eat. Come, wine, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Then further down, it talks about David. Behold, I made David a witness to the peoples, a leader and commanders for the people. This is our text. In the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dear friends of mine. I'm not sure what your background is that you're bringing to the service today. Some of you might remember a wedding of yesterday. Some might remember the funeral service for Ted Bartels earlier this week. Some will be remembering children that came to visit, other visitors you had, and some might be thinking ahead to what's going on this week. But wherever you are, we pray the Holy Spirit will lead us to look at this text together and prepare for the Lord's Supper. Well, here are a few pictures related to our text. Some years ago, we received a letter around Christmas time. And the letter said something like Christmas gifts. Then it talked about a store and people welcomed us into that store. In that store were various spiritual fruit and spiritual gifts that were to be given to us. If it read the proper way, this would then be that each of these gifts, each of these fruit, were given to the individual. The gifts to those who needed to be equipped for a certain type of work or ministry. And every one of us received all the fruit at baptism. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And as we look at that fruit, we wonder if we're using them all in the proper way. We're talking still about free meals. The community of Wilmer has been one that gave out free meals at different occasions. And here you remember at Trinity we have the picnic right outside, then we also have the Thanksgiving dinner. And people come, they don't have to pay anything, but it's a time to get together with friends and neighbors for that day and some for that evening. Well, the gospel tells us about a big free meal. Just imagine 5,000 to 20,000 people out in the wilderness. They had come when they heard that Jesus was going to be there. They searched him out until they found him. Jesus had been mourning over the loss of his friend and cousin, John the Baptist, and was away for a period of time. He wanted to relax and recover. But the people were there, and they needed to be ministered to. And so he healed some of them. And of course, there was a spiritual message, but also the big thing for many of them is, where are we going to get something to eat out here in the wilderness? There's a lad with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and these loaves are much smaller than many people think of. But from that small amount, Jesus created enough food that 5 to 20,000 people were fed a free meal. And as they picked up the leftovers, there were 12 baskets of leftovers. What a marvelous miracle that was. And as you think through the scriptures, you see of other times where the Lord provided richly for the people who were there. Well, what is free for you and me? Our baptism in the name of the triune God. It brought us and other infants to saving faith in one true God. It gave us forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life. There's a thirst that we have. Remember back to the Lenten season, we're doing a series on the Jesus' words on the cross. As he's about to be put on the cross, he was offered a painkiller, a drink that would be a painkiller. He wouldn't suffer through so much because his pain would be deadened. But Jesus refused that drink. But then at the end of the last few minutes, he was on the cross. He said, I thirst, to fulfill scripture that he drank and said, it is finished, and God, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Jesus was thirsty on the cross. You and I can think of ways that make us thirsty. Sometimes it's the weather out there. Sometimes it's the work we're doing or the recreation we're having. But we become thirsty for many different reasons. One hymn talks about our spiritual thirst. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one. Stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. Remember in the account of Jesus at Jacob's well, Jesus was prepared for a woman that was going to come there. In fact, it said he needed to go into Samaria. Most people bypassed that whatever they could. But he needed to go there. And she was one of the reasons he went there. The woman came to Jacob's well to get some water for herself and for her own needs. And in a conversation that he and Jesus had together, she came to realize that he is my Savior. And so her spiritual thirst was satisfied, and she was so intent on what had happened to her, so overwhelmed, she left her water jar behind to go to the village of Sychar and tell the people in the village, why don't you come out and see? She told about what Jesus knew. He said, everything that I did, could this be the Savior? And so Jesus saw it as a field that was white unto harvest. He stayed for a couple of days there to take in that harvest of Samaritans. Well, spiritual thirst may come when you first become a Christian. I've read of someone who, when he or she first became a Christian, couldn't let the Bible down, had to sit for a couple hours at least just to take in what was there, so it satisfies the thirst. But it's also a thirst that you and I would have. We need to feed it, care for it, take care of it on a daily basis, then a weekly basis. I shared with you possibly a few months ago or maybe a year ago about a man I know. He said he had to be in God's house on a weekly basis. He had to be here to receive the Lord's Supper. He was fighting an addiction, and by doing this, he found there was a big help to the fight he had. Some people are dealing with depression. There's other kinds of situations in which people are. They should think of the gift the Lord has given. The thirst is quenched, the soul revived, and now I live in him. Isaiah tells of another witness, King David. Just think of him as a commander, but also as a writer of Psalms. So I think, first of all, of course, the Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And he saw how Jesus would go through caring for all the people of the world, people nearby and farther away. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David gave a witness as a forgiven sinner. Have mercy upon me, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Further witnesses, out of the depths have I cried unto you, O Lord. God is our refuge and a very present help. He was a leader and a commander. He led the armies to victory over their enemies. He defeated Goliath the giant, and after his head was cut off, the Israelites knew, now we can go after the Philistines and win a battle. He was planning to build a temple for the Lord, but the Lord showed he should not be the one who built it. But he raised a big stockpile, so when Solomon came, that was added added fuel for caring for the building of the temple. So some thought we might give as we think of all the fruit that the Lord has given to us. How are we using this fruit? I think some of the fruit may be harder for you and me to use than others. How about the talents or spiritual gifts you have? Were to faithfully use those, somebody might recall, I used to have this talent, but I have it no longer because I didn't keep on using it. And finally, are we sharing our faith in God's word? At one conference I attended, there was a representative from a Bible society, and he was sharing how the Bible society is providing Bibles in the language of the people in many nations. But he said something like this, in the desert area, it is considered a crime if you know where some good water is located and don't tell the people you meet about it. And he encouraged us as people at the conference, what is a water of life you have to share with your neighbors, with your friends? Today's confession is, Lord, forgive us for not being as good a Christian witness as we could and should be. Forgive us for not using our gifts and talents as well as we could have. Thank you that you continue to share your word and sacraments so our spiritual thirst is quenched. We live our lives for you. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. We continue with a hymn.